Okay, we're going to do Daf Kuf and Ervin today. We're going to start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadik Tesla Mavins. So the Mishnah, Ilan Shahayiz Mesech Al Ha'aretz. So you have a tree that has branches that are spread out, that spread over the ground. Im Ein Neifei Gevoya Min Ha'aretz Shloish Tzvachim. And the branches eventually reach all the way down that they're less than 3 Tzvachim from the ground. So they create like a wall. So underneath, directly underneath the tree, you have an area that you can carry in, you can move around in, and the trees, the branches around the side create a wall. So metatul and tachtov, you're allowed to carry under this. And similarly, shrashu gavayim in aaretz gimel tefachim, if you have roots of a tree that stick up from the ground more than 3 tefachim over the ground, well, yoshev aleihem, you're not allowed to sit on them, because as we'll see in the Gemara, they're also defined as a tree, and you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. And but if they're less than 3 tefachim off the ground, they're considered part of the ground, and of course you're allowed to sit on the ground and use the ground. That's not a problem. Okay, so what's the case of the tree? Even though the branches of the tree create like a wall around the tree, you're still not allowed to carry more than in an area that would be larger than 2 sa. My timer, what would be the reason? Why does that matter? Because once it's more than 2 sa, because the reality is that this area underneath the tree is not a real house, even if the tree was planted for that purpose of getting area, of being able to use the shade underneath it, but it's not really meant for living quarters. The whole dira shetashmish la'avir, and any time you have a living area or a place that's used that's only meant as a protection from the air outside, but not meant to actually live in it, you're not allowed to carry if it's more than 2 sa, and then you're limited. If the area is more than 2 sa, then you're limited to dalet amos. Like, for example, if you have a shepherd needs a place to rest, he goes underneath a tree, so it's not really meant as a house, it's meant as a place to protect him from the outside. So then it's limited, less than 2 sa, you can pack a carry in the entire area, but more than 2 sa is too much, and it's not considered a house, so you have to, you're limited to dalet amos. Now, the next part of the Mishnah was Shrashim Gvayim and Aretz, if they're more than 3 tefachim off the top of the ground, or from the ground, then you're not allowed to sit on them, they're considered a tree. It's not. Shrashim Ilon Haboy Milamal Mishloisha L'Tayich Shlosha. What about if the branch of the root of the tree sticks out of the ground, goes up more than 3 tefachim off the ground, and then it curves back and it goes back towards the ground, are you allowed to use that root anymore? In other words, just like the branch of a tree clearly is considered part of a tree, what if you're dealing with roots? No matter how low, by the way, the branches come to the ground, they're still branches of a tree in the roster. But the roots of a tree, when they dip back down within 3, are you allowed to use them or not? So Rabbi says, yeah, why not? They're less than 3. Rabbi Sheshes says, no, they're coming from roots that are more than 3, they're defined as a tree, so then you're not allowed to use them at all. Rabbi says, you're allowed to use them to call Bachos Negim the Ara, anything that's less than 3 tefachim off the ground, the Ara, who is considered part of the ground, so it's Mutter. Rav Sheshes Amar, also Lishtamish Behen, you're not allowed to use them to keep them to Bekoich Isser Ka'asi, since they're coming as part of something that's defined as Asr, like a tree. Asurin, they're Asr, the Dami Kimishunisa, the Silkun. It's like a rock sticking out of a mountain. So the silukun li'ila that's sticking up towards that's sticking upward, just like the mountain, anything that's sticking out of the mountain is part of the mountain. So too, if this is a tree, so if the roots are sticking upwards, they're considered part of the root, and they're now defined as part of the tree, and they're aser. So dinachtina l'tatoi, and anything that is leaning downward that is considered within 3 tefachim off the ground, sharu. That's also going to be for sure mutter, because it never was defined as anything else other than part of the ground. Let's start in, but now if you have something that's sticking up more than 3 and it's going out in either direction, so that's exactly the point over here. Plukta to Rabba v'Rav Sheshes, that's going to be the same machlekes Rabba and Rav Sheshes, whether or not we give it back the definition, because essentially it is a root, or we say no, and it's within 3 tzvachim off the ground, or we say no, it's part of, it's defined with what it was, where it's coming from, and that was part of a tree, and it's therefore aser. Now the Gemara adds on 2 extra cases. V'chein anigra, v'chein b'karen zavis. Anigra is, let's say you have a trench, a water sprout that is used to carry water from one place to another, and you have a tree that's growing inside that ditch. Okay, but the tree is large enough that it grows from one side of the ditch to the other side of the ditch. So if you, now, the question is, as we said, anything that's above 3 tefachim is a problem, but less than 3 is not a problem. So it depends where you measure it. This tree is inside the ditch, but 2 sides of the tree are along the walls of the ditch, right? 2 sides are kind of open to the ditch, and 2 sides are along the walls of the ditch. So here, in this case, it depends where you measure. If you measure from along the side of the wall of the ditch, so then the tree is only 1 or 2 tefachim high. But if you measure from the depth of the ditch, the tree already started growing much lower. So that's going to be the same machlokes between Rabba and Rav Sheshes, which side you're going to measure it from, In other words, from my perspective, do we say, well, for me, it's less than three tzvachim, it's okay? Or do we say, no, lemaisa, it's more than three tzvachim, it's a problem? And the Karen Zavis case is also, let's say you have a wall around your property, and there's a tree that's growing inside the wall. That's, you know, part of the wall itself. As Rashi learns, that it's actually covered in the wall from three sides. So again, same idea. On the one hand, if I measure from the part of the tree that's revealed, I measure from the ground, it's more than three tefachim off the ground. But on the other hand, if I measure from the wall, it's only like a stump, a little bit above the wall, it's not going to be a problem. So again, this is going to be the same achleik as Rabba and Rav Sheshes. The Gemara then brings a case, Ahu Diklo Dehabla Abaya, that Abaya had a tree growing in his house, the Havitzalik Ba'apuma, that actually grew right through the center of his house, through the roof. And it stuck out over the roof, but only a little bit over the roof, less than three tefachim off the top of the roof. So also the comment of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef came to Rabbi Yosef to ask him whether or not he was allowed to use the tree on his roof or not. V'sharalei, and he said it's mutter because it's within three tefachim of the roof, and it doesn't look like it's growing. That's where you start measuring it, which is basically Rabba Shita. Because they'll measure from the top of the roof, it's not going to be a problem. Amar Ravacha bar Tachlifa, so Ravacha says, the Sharalei kiraba. He's making it mutter, just like Rabba Shita, that you measure it from the highest point, and it's less than three tefachim, it's going to be Sharalei l'cha, that's who he made it mutter for you. So Pshita, of course, that obviously Rabba is the one that says it's mutter. So the Gemara says, Ma, tatei ma'afil Rav Sheshes. You might think in this case, since the tree is growing through your house, that even Rav Sheshes would agree that it's mutter. Why? Basic command of mali dami, because the entire house, since it's an enclosed area, maybe you consider the entire house stuffed up, and you shouldn't measure the tree from the ground all the way up. Why? And therefore you could use anything that's within three tefachim, even according to Rav Sheshes, that's within three tefachim off the roof, because the whole house is considered stuffed up, and you wouldn't measure it from all the way from the floor. Kamashmo, and that's what he has to say. No, that Rav Sheshes would say, even in that case, that inside the house it's going to be usher, and it's only according to Rabba that above the house, above the tree sticking up above the house, above the roof, is going to be mutter. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Shrashav, Gvayim and Aretz Gimel Tfachim, this is our Mishnah, that you have the roots that stick up from the ground more than three Tfachim, La Yeshav Alayim Yinala Tassil on them, Hechi Dami. So what's the case over here with these branches, with these roots? Idilai Hadra Kipi, if they don't fold back down towards the ground, Pshita, of course they're also, they're no different than a regular tree. Elalav, so it must be, Afagav the Hadra Kipi, that they bend back down into the ground. So we see that it says you're not allowed to sit on them, even though they turn back into the ground. So the Gemara says loy loy loy, that's not a right. Loy 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 hadra kipi, they don't return, bend back to the ground. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? The chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though one side of the root is up against the flat side of a ground, it's sticking into the ground. Machlokes Rashi tells us exactly what the case is, but it's sticking on one side, it's covered by the ground, and you would think, oh, okay, fine, so at least from that perspective, it's less than three tefachim off the ground, there should be mutter, kamash balon. No, that lemaisa right now, at this moment, it's more, three sides are considered above three tefachim off the ground, so that's too much, and it's considered a tree as opposed to a root, and it's going to be usur. Tana Rabbanu Shrashe Ilon, let's say you have the roots of a tree, that are again more than three tefachim off the ground, or they're growing parallel to the ground, but there's a ditch underneath them, and therefore creates a space between the floor of the ditch to the roots itself, and it's more than three tefachim. So again, even though one side is attached to the ground and within three, to sit on them, again, Rashi l'shitasai, that because you have three sides that are revealed more than three tefachim off the ground, that's going to be a problem. Oilin be'ilon, because the rule is as follows. If it's defined as a tree, you're not allowed to climb on a tree. They nitlin be'ilon, you're not allowed to hang things off a tree. They nishanim be'ilon, you're not allowed to lean on a tree. Lo yala be'ilon, you're not allowed to climb a tree. And you're not allowed to even climb the tree Erev Shabbos. V'yashav she'am kol ha'yom kuloy. And you're not allowed to sit there the whole day. In other words, I can't say, well, I'll go up Erev Shabbos. I won't actually physically climb the tree. I'll just go up there Erev Shabbos and I'll live in my tree house. So that's still osir. Echad Ilon, whether we're talking about a tree, Echad Kol Behemo, or we're talking similarly about an animal which is also considered Moksa, you're not allowed to go on it Erev Shabbos and say, I'm already here. Aval Bar Siach Ma'ara, but if you're dealing with a ditch or some sort of cistern that has water in it, the halacha is Metapis for Oda, Metapis for Yoyud. You're allowed to climb into the ditch, whether or not it has water, it doesn't make a difference, it's still going to be Mutter. Rafilu Hein Mea Ama, even if it's 100 Amas. And Rashi explains, because the issue over here is not what we think of as work, you know, it's hard work, you're climbing up and down. It's not because you're getting tired. It's because the tree is Usser, because you might detach a branch. And inside a bar, inside a pit, you're not going to worry about detaching anything, so it's going to be Mutter. So this brisa says, I can't even climb up there Erev Shabbos. The one brisa says, Imala Mutter Leirid, that if I did go up Erev Shabbos, I can come down in the middle of Shabbos. So Tani Chodah, and one brisa says, Osir Leirid, that once I go up there, I have to stay up there the rest of Shabbos. So we have a contradiction. Can I come down in the middle of Shabbos, or do I have to come down in the middle of Shabbos, or not? So the Gemara says, Loi Kasha. Kami boijoyim, kami shechashecha. It depends on whether I went up Erev Shabbos or I went up on Shabbos. If I went up on Erev Shabbos, I can stay there. If I went up once it was dark on Shabbos, I have to come down. It's a gezeira. That's the first Erev. Sibayis, so and another possibility is Chavahom shechashecha. I went up after Shabbos started. But like Kasha, kam b'shogeg, kam b'mezid. It depends whether I climbed up b'shogeg or b'mezid. Again, if I did a b'shogeg, I'm allowed to come down. Really, I did a b'shogeg, so I should be able to come down. It's between the braces, whether or not we say, you know what, if you did it on purpose, it's not allowed. So even if you did a b'shogeg, we're not going to allow you to come down. And that's what they're arguing about. Marsav konsina, no marsav loy konsina, whether or not we make a knas of shogeg or b'mezid. It's really a machlekes tanoi whether or not, if a person's up in a tree, whether they should be permitted to come down and do a little bit more aser, because coming down is actually but part of the iser. You're not allowed to use the tree, so coming down is using the tree. So it's a machlekes whether or not you're allowed to create more iser, to a little bit more iser, to prevent you from doing further iser or continue to do a lot more iser. So where is that? Like this. There's a completely different brisa. Hanitnim b'matana achas. This is talking about a karbonos. You know, the halacha is that after you shech the carbon, you have to take the dam and sprinkle it on the mizbeach. Now, some karbonos require multiple sprinkles, and some karbonos only, like a bechor, only requires that you only sprinkle the mizbeach one time. So let's say two different karbonos got mixed up together. So let's say a bechor and a bechor, each one really only has to be sprinkled one time. The two sets of blood get mixed in together. So the halacha is, so all you have to do is you have to sprinkle it one time, and you can assume that the one sprinkle that you gave will have both dam from both of the two different carbonates that got mixed in together. It's not going to be a problem. Similarly, let's say you had two different carbonates that each one needed to be sprinkled four times on the mizbeach, like a carbon chatos. So again, they're mixed together. You mix that, you, again, in this case also, you sprinkle the mizbeach four times, and you can assume that the dam from each one of those animals was covered. How about, however, matan arba b'matan achas? Let's say you got two different karbonos, the bechor and the chatos, mixed together. So the bechor only requires the sprinkling one time, and you're not allowed to sprinkle more. Chatos requires four times, and you're not allowed to sprinkle less. So now, what do you do? So that's the machlekes. Rav Elazar Amar Yinasa b'matan es dalet. Rav Elazar says, okay, well, you have to do four times, so you have no choice. You have to sprinkle four times. Rav Yeshua Amar Yinasa b'matan achas. You only sprinkle it one time, and too bad. So Amar Lei Rav Elazar. So Rav Elazar that says four times. Rehu Oiver Abal Tigra. But if you only sprinkle one time, you're going to be over the Isra and the Torah that says you're not allowed to take away from, if the Torah decides, defines how to do a mitzvah, you're not allowed to do less than what's defined as a mitzvah. So you're not allowed to do less than four. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, harehu oiver b'baal tosef. So he says just the opposite. Just like the Torah similarly says, that if I do more than what the Torah prescribes as the mitzvah, then I'm over the sort of adding onto a mitzvah. I'm not allowed to add either. So now I'm in a what we call a catch 22. I have no way to get out of this. The only time you have a problem about tosef is when you're looking at something by itself and you do that particular mitzvah too much. You have one pair of tefillin and you put it on with five boxes. That's a problem. Over here, however, it's not a problem because it's mixed in with another carbon, and the other carbon is allowed to continue sprinkling. So I'm not sprinkling the iser too much. So Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Leinemru Baal Tigra Ela Kashu Basma. I'll say the opposite is also true. I'll say the only problem with sprinkling too little is when it's by itself, and I do less than what I need to. Over here, I have an excuse for sprinkling less than I should. So therefore, maybe it's not aser. V'oid, and here's the point. V'oid Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. The difference is that if you go ahead and you give extra sprinkles, Iveris al Baal Tosif, you're being oiser on Baal Tosif, and you're doing it, you're handedly doing it, you're actively doing the Avera. But if you don't do anything, you stop after one sprinkle, Avarta al Baal Tigra, even if you want to say that you are over on the Isra Baal Tigra, but at least I'm not doing anything. By my hands, I'm not doing anything passively, thank you, passively not doing anything wrong, so I'm not doing anything, so I shouldn't be aser. Now, that's the machlekes Rav Elazar and Rav Yeshua. So let's say the same machlekes should apply to climbing, whether or not I should be permitted to climb down the tree. The Rav Elazar d'amar hasam kamase adav. According to Rav Elazar, well, you got to actively do what you got to do. You got to take care of it. So achanami yerit. So according to Rav Elazar, I got to do what I got to do. I got to climb down the tree, because the longer I stay up there, the more problems I'm creating. Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar Hasam Sheva Al Tasa. According to Rabbi Yeshua, said, no, it's better I don't do anything, I just stay there. So maybe he'll say, listen, it's true that I shouldn't be up here, but it's better I should do nothing actively and let it just continue that way. So that should be the same machlekes as our din of whether or not you climb down the tree. So the Gemara says, no. Dilma lohi, maybe that's not really the same machlekes. Ad kam loikam Rav Elazar hasam ela kim ela hasam kumasei odim. Over there, Rav Elazar says that I should sprinkle more, I should do more eladuka avad mitzvah. Because over there, at least when I'm doing the avera of sprinkling too much, I'm at the same time, I'm doing the mitzvah of sprinkling what I am supposed to. So you could possibly fit into the category of asay dechalois asay. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Whereas aval hachad lo yavin mitzvah, but over here when I climb down the tree, I'm not doing anything good. I'm just doing a little bit bad to protect myself from a lot of bad. But I'm not doing anything good. So maybe, and Echanami, even Rav Elazar would agree, I can't climb down the tree. Hachanami lo yerit, so therefore I can't climb down. Vinami, and I can say the other thing around also. Adkam lekam Rabbi Yeshua hasam, even when Rabbi Yeshua said, don't do anything, hasam sheval tasa adap over there, doing nothing. At the end of the day, all I did was nothing, and it just didn't get done. Ella deloika avadi surah, I'm not doing anything asr by doing nothing. I just, memela it happens that it's asr. Aval hachaduka avadi surah, but over here by staying in the tree, every second I'm staying in the tree, I'm using the tree, and I continue to be doing something, even though I'm not actively doing it, but it's lamaisa happening, occurring in aver every second. Hachanamad yared, maybe even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that I should come down off the tree. So the Gemara says it's really not necessarily, the machlek is not necessarily tali, and the machlek is Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Okay. The Gemara then says, this business of climbing up or down the tree is talking about whether the tree is still vibrant, it's wet, or it's a dried out tree already. But we learned in another verse, it's only talking about it where it's a live tree. But if it's dried out, you're allowed to climb up and down it because we're not afraid that you're going to rip off leaves. So it's a stira. Is it mutter by dry or not? So Rabbi Huda says, loy kasha kambish gozoi machlif. It depends whether or not it's the type of tree where the branches are going to grow back. Even if it's a dried out tree, if the branches will grow back, it's going to be usher, because then we're more afraid that you're going to pluck them off. So the Gemara says, if the branches are going to grow back, that's not a dried out tree, that's a live tree. Just because it's, you know, during the winter, it's not going to make it, that doesn't make it a dead tree. That's the point. It depends whether it's winter or summer, that during the summer, right, in Eretz Yisrael, for example, the rainy season is during the winter, they have leaves on the trees. During the summer, there's no leaves on the trees because everything's dried out. So there's no worry that people will be able to tell that you're not going to pull off any leaves and branches from the tree, so therefore it's mutter. So the Gemara says, Haba, you might say, Chama, Hanotri Peri. So the Gemara says, yeah, but even during the summer, the fruits are on it. Forget about the leaves, but the fruits are going to be on the tree and you're going to pull those off. So the Gemara says, Valeka Peri. There's no fruits on the tree, so it's not a problem. Valkanatri Kinsi. But you're going to knock off the little twigs off the tree. So the Gemara says, "Begeduda," where it's basically just a log, where it's a trunk, where there's no little twigs on the side, so it's nothing to worry about. So that's why it's mutter to climb down that tree, to scale that tree. So the Gemara says, "Baharav iklu la astaya." So Rav went to the city of Astaya, but also Begeduda, and he says you're not allowed to even climb a tree that doesn't have anything, even little twigs sticking off it. So the Gemara says, "Rav bikomatzav gadar b'gather." Really, it's mutter. But Rav went to this city and he saw that there were a bunch of Amoratim that didn't know any halachas, and they wouldn't be able to distinguish between a tree that has branches and doesn't have tree branches. And he saw they were doing averus. So he said, you know what? In your case, just make it all asr. All trees are asr no matter what, and then you won't make a mistake about when it's mutter and when it's asr. So he made a special takana for that city. But really, for us, Talmidei Chachamim that know the difference between the reasoning behind it, why it's mutter and why it's asr, for us, if there are no little twigs and no fruits and no branches on the tree, so then Anachnam, it's going to be mutter for us to climb that tree on Shabbos. Yeah. Bika means it's an open area that everything, right, Rashi explains it's an open area where everything goes, and they didn't know where to draw the line. So as everything comes, everything goes, there's nothing, there's no rules. So if there's no rules, you have to put up a fence to define where everybody's property is, what's permitted and what's not permitted. Rami bar Abba, Rav Asi. So this is a kind of a new concept. You know how to walk across grass on Shabbos. Mishum shenemer, because the pasuk says, "Va'otz beraglayim choytza," somebody who sticks with his feet, he's going to do averus. So you know how to go on grass on Shabbos because you're going to be trimming the grass, you're going to be cutting the grass, and that's choytzer. That's an iser. Tani chodem mutter leilech agabi asav, but we have another brayser that says it's mutter to go agabi asav on Shabbos. Tani idach, and we have another brayser that says aser. And it says aser, so we have a contradiction whether it's mutter or it's aser. So the Gemara says leikasha habalachim habayivashim, whether it depends whether it's dried or dead. So Rashi says that yivashim is considered as if it's already cut. So it doesn't matter if you accidentally pull them out of the ground, because it's as if they're oimed lekatzer, so it's not the isser of ktsira on Shabbos. The ibay saying lachem, they're wet and therefore there should be a problem. Again, it depends on the summer or the winter. During the summer, we don't care if they're going to come out, and during the winter, it's wet, so your feet are going to more likely to pull the grass out, and therefore it's going to be aser. During the summer, it shouldn't be a problem. It depends on whether or not you're wearing shoes. So interesting, the way Rashi explains, if you're not wearing shoes, then the grass is going to get caught between your feet, and you're going to end up pulling it out, and that's going to be a problem. Whereas if you're wearing shoes, your shoes are going to glide over the top, and it's not necessarily that you're going to pull them out. You're wearing shoes, so it shouldn't be a problem. It depends whether your shoes have little niches in them, little catches. If they do, then like cleats, then it's going to be a problem. They're going to pull stuff out. But if they don't, if it's a flat shoe, then it shouldn't be a problem. It does have little things bending on the bottom. It depends on how long the leaves are. If they're very short, then it's not going to be a problem. If they're long, so then they're going to catch, and you're going to rip them out. It's going to be a problem. So that's all. Since we passed like Reb Shimon that says Davashenim Skaven is Mutzer, that if I did not intend to do this thing in the first place, it just happened by accident, then it's not going to be a problem anyway, so it's all going to be Mutzer. So at the end of the day, bottom line for us is that we are allowed to walk across grass, unless we know that every single step we're going to take is going to be pulling grass out. Then, of course, it's going to be Mutzer. But if it's not going to be, Okay, so nowadays, since you don't know that you're going to pull out the grass, it's going to be mutter according to Reb Shimon. Fight in the Gemara. Vamer Rami Bar Chama Amar Avasi, it says in Amar Avasi, also la'otam shi'achav yishol edvar mitzvah. Person is not allowed to force their wife to have relations. Even, you know, you think it's a mitzvah, it's relations are also if she's not willing. Shenema va'otz beraglayim choyter, that a person sticks with their feet, that's going to be, it's an aver. Vamer Rabbi Shul ben Levi, kol ha'koyfe yishol edvar mitzvah, anybody who forces their wife, Havin lon bonin shenim ugon, and they end up with children that are not appropriate. Amar Rav Ika bar Chinina, Mikra, what's the pasuk? It says gam b'loy das nefesh loy tov. If you do it without the willing, without their knowledge, so that you end up with not good. Tanya nami hachi gam b'loy das nefesh loy tov. We also again, somebody does something against their wife's will. That kaita ishta v'dvar mitzvah, if he forces his wife without her permission, va'isper aglayim choita, then ends up as a choita. Ze aboil v'shoina. So we end up we dash in that pasuk. That's talking about a husband who lives with his wife two times in a row. Eini v'harama rava harayt lasas kol b'rav zecharim. But we learned Rava taught us that if a person wants to have boys instead of girls, yivol v'yishna, he should have relations twice, two times in a row. So we see that it's obviously mutter to have relations two times. So the Gemara says v'ikasha haladas kan shaladas. It depends on whether she's willing. If she's not too tired, if she's willing, so then Anachanami, that's the better way to do it. But if she's not willing, then Anachanami, then it's not appropriate, and that would be Usr. So the reason why you would have a boy, because what happens is that the Gemara Nida teaches us that it depends on who's Mazriya first. Whoever, I don't know the proper word in English, is Mazriya first. So if the husband is Mazriya first, it's a girl. If it's the wife is Mazriya first, then it's a boy. So in this case, the way that Rashi explains is that since the first time gets her into it and gets her excited, so then she's Mazriya. Then the second time, if the second time is when the husband is Mazriya, so then Anachanami, the seed will be a boy. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yechon, Kol Isha Shetivas Balo Ledvar Mitzvah. Any wife that asks her husband for relations, Havala Benin Shafila B'Derish Al Moshe Lai Haven Kamaisa. Even Moshe Rabbeinu isn't as great as that. Why the Elohim of Dio Darish on Moshe and Moshe Rabbeinu's generation could say, "Havu lachem anoshim chachamim unevoinim." They should have men that are smart and understand the Yodim l'shivtechem for each shevet. The Ksiv Ekach is Rosh Shivtechem, and I will take for your shevet as leaders anoshim chachamim v'yodim. It doesn't say nevoinim. The Elu nevoinim loyashkach, and we don't see that Moshe Rabbeinu found people that were considered nevoinim. It's a very high level. The Elu gabe Leah Ksiv. But by Leah, when she was Tevea Yaakov, the Teitzei Leah Lekrotzai, the Toimer Elai Tavoi, when Leah bought the Dudayim from Reuven, from Rachel, she gave the Dudayim to Rachel, and she had Yaakov for the night, so she went out to get him, Kisachar Shachartichu, because she said to Yaakov, I hired you for the night, Ksiv, Uvunei Yisachar, Yoide Bina Le'itim Ladas Mayaseh. and says that the Bnei Yisachar were considered the Bina. They had a special level of Bina, of understanding. Rashem, Masayim, V'cholachem, Alpaneim. And everybody else was below them. So we see that because of the schus that Leah was Taveya, that she asked Yaakov for the Dvar Mitzvah, for the relation. So therefore, she had a special kind of children. There were 10 things that, because of the Eitz Hadas, Chava was cursed. The Ksiv, Elaisha Omar, Harbe Arbe, Elu. Okay, so to a woman, I will add on. So Elu Shnei Tipe Domim. There's two things that were added on to the woman because of this chait. Achas Dam Nida, Achas Dam Besulim. So they now have to go through the problems of Nida, and they have to go through the issue with Besulim. So etzvoinech, the pasuk says etzvoinech, that there'll be pain, zev sagi dobonim, that the woman is going to have to go through the difficulty of raising children, ve'roinchod zetzar ha'ibor, and your pregnancy is going to be more difficult, ba'atzev tilde bonim, and sadness you're going to ba'atzev tilde bonim kamash moy, that the pregnancy and raising and having the children, the birth is going to be very difficult. And the point of Agamar is ve'lishech tishukusecha, and you will be to your husband, you will be asking, meaning Malamisha Isha Mishta Kekes Al Bala, that the wife has desires for her husband, when he goes out on a trip, she wants to live with him. But he's gonna rule over you. Malamisha Isha Taivas believe that a woman wants in her heart, but she can't say anything. And a man can say what he wants. So Zuhi Mida Taiva Benoshim, this is the proper way for women, that they're not supposed to say anything. Oh, so what do we see? We see that a woman is not supposed to say anything. So how could you see that Leah? How could you learn from Leah, or what are we supposed to learn that a woman is supposed to, when she asks, that's even better. So Gemara says, Ki Kamina Dvaratsaya Atsuye Kame, that she makes it desirable in front of him. In other words, she doesn't say anything with her mouth, but rather she acts in front of him in a way that he recognizes that she's interested, and that's the best way to have proper children like that. Hani Sheva Haven, but we only counted 7 over here. You said there were 10. Kiyasa Rabdini, Omar Atufa Ka'ovel, that she's wrapped like an ovel, she said, Menudo Mikol Adam, and she's separated from everybody else. V'chabusha v'beis ha'asurin, in other words, once he makes kedushin to her, she's separated from everybody else, that she's not allowed to live with anybody else, and she stays in the house, and she's like trapped in a jail. My menudo mikol adam, what does that mean that she's outcast from everybody else? Ilei mishum da asur la yichud, that she's not allowed to have yichud, to be alone with another man. So yunami asur la yichud, but a man is also not allowed to be alone with another woman. So that can't be the special thing, the specific thing that was a problem for a woman. Ela da asiru lebei trei, that she's not allowed to marry two men. She's not allowed to be with two men. Masnisin tana begadelis sar kalilis, that she says the issue over here is that she grows here, that is difficult for her. The Yosheves, the Umishtanes Mayim, and she has to sit when she goes to the bathroom. Kibahema, like an animal. The Nasus Karlabala, and the third problem that she has is that she becomes like the pillow to her husband, that the husband is on top and she's on bottom. So those are the three issues that she has to contend with. The Iduch, Hani Sheva, Hani Shvachu. So why do we list the other things that she's like in jail as opposed to these last three things? Because he says these last three things are actually not a negative, they're actually a positive. Why? The Amar Rav Chiya, my dechsev, because the pasuk says milifnoi mi behemoth eretz, that from in front of us we'll learn from the animals, and from the birds from the sky we will become just like the birds and the bees. Then from the birds of the sky we will be smart. Okay, so with the Gemara Darshan, milifnoi mi behemoth zu preda, from learning from the animals, that's talking about a mule shekiras u'mishtanes, that it leans down when it has to go to the bathroom. In other words, it covers itself up a little bit, so it's not embarrassing. Mishtanes mayim, when it goes to the bathroom. When we will get smart from the birds, zetz harnagol, this is a rooster or chicken, shemefayes ve'achakach boil, that the rooster spreads its wings first to let the female hen know that he's interested, and he makes her interested also, and then they have the bias. So therefore, these are proper things that they do, that they make their husband interested before, so that they know when they're ready. So there's a level of tznius. So therefore, it's not considered a negative; it's considered a positive. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Il Molei Lo Nitna Torah. So now the Gemara says, once we're learning from the animals, this is a famous Gemara. It's not for the fact, it's the Torah was never given, Hayinu Lomed and Sneas Mechatul. We would learn out proper etiquette and proper manners from a cat, the Gezel Minimolo, and the, not, in other words, the fact that it's also to steal from the behavior of an ant, Bairayas Miyoina, and the fact that it's also to have to live with other people other than who's designated to you from a Yoina bird. How's that? Derech Eretz Mitanagol. We learn the proper way to, and Derech Eretz Mitanagol. So we learn the proper way to behave from a chicken. Shemafayas Yachakach Boil. That first it lets the, you know, it appeases and says, you know, puts everybody in the mood. Yachakach Boil, and then comes the beer. Umay Mefayas Lo. And what? How is he? How is the chicken Mefayas his wife, so to speak? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Hachi Kamala, this is what it says. Zavina loch ziga, I'm going to buy you a cloak, demotulech ad karech, that's going to reach to your feet. Levasar, if, in other words, if I have the money, I will dress you properly. Levasar hachi, and after the bia, Amar lo, he says, lishtamitze lekabalisa dahu tarnagoylo, that you should take off the crown of this chicken, if I have and I don't buy it for you. In other words, he should appease her by telling her that I'll give you what you deserve and make you the nicest person in the world. And Rashi says, he bends his head to her, that he doesn't, you know, that he doesn't try to show off. So the point is that we learn Derech Eretz that he's supposed to be taking care of her and not so to speak using her. That's the Derech Eretz that we learn from the animals. But the point is that we learn proper good midos from the animals. Of course, we now have, you know, the Torah and Pirkei Avos and so on and so forth to teach us everything, how we're supposed to do it. But even if we don't, if we look around, what the Gemara is teaching us, if you look around and you find the proper things, the proper midos, you know, here and there around the world, you can learn everything proper from just looking around you, in addition to what the Torah teaches you that you're supposed to do. Now, just one point on the ant. The way we learn gezel from an ant is because an ant is very busy, and they prepare enough food for themselves during the summer, and more than they need actually during the summer for the winter months when they're not outside. And even so, even though they have tons of food, nobody else ever takes from them. Everybody prepares for themselves, and nobody takes some food from somebody else. So we see the midah of stealing from an ant.